As most of you know, my full name is Kirk Wayne Kester. That's the name that my parents gave me and is what's on my birth certificate till this day. Now, Kester is the family name. Wayne, as many of you know, is my dad's first name. All of my other three brothers have his first name as their middle name. And then Kirk is actually a Scottish name, meaning a church, or more specifically, the Church of Scotland. So, anytime in the near future, if you fancy a trip to Scotland, while you're over there, you could take a tour of one of their old kirks. Or, I'm giving you the opportunity, or wait another 30 or so years and come back and see me. You can come see me for free. Over there, you'd have to pay something. So, we all have an identifier that we are known or called by. We all have a name. But what's in a name, brethren? Have you ever thought about that? What's in a name? Is there more to it than just a way to differentiate me from BB or from Mr. Lambert or all of you? I think what's in a name is very important, and not only to us, but to God as well. Just listen to this list of names as I read them off to you and consider each one, because I think each name will have a certain effect on you as I read them. Just a random list of names that I came up with. How about the name of Bill Clinton or Abraham Lincoln or Michael Jordan? How about Adolf Hitler or Whitney Houston? Or Joe Montana, Winston Churchill, Mother Teresa, Oprah Winfrey, or Tom Cruise. Now, as I read this short list of names, did images, did places, ideas about this man or that woman, did they come to mind? Maybe you visually saw a picture of them or an image of them in your mind. Now, that's the type of person that I am. A lot of you know, some of you don't know, but I'm a graphic designer by profession. And so whether I'm driving or whether I'm experiencing a walk or anything that I'm doing, basically, I can visually recall those things to memory. And maybe you are like that as well, and you may have pictured this man or that woman. Or maybe you thought of their life accomplishments, good or bad, that they may have had in their lives that it would have affected society or the world. This demonstrates that you were able to visually see or think about someone else from those thoughts and, based on that, make a decision about that other person. The point I'm trying to make here is that you were able to make a connection, I think, with them just by me calling out their name. So what's in a name, brethren? I think it would be safe to say that a lot is contained within a name. I think it summarizes a person, doesn't it? It summarizes their character, their history, what they have done in life. A name summarizes a person's accomplishments and contributions. And with every mention of a name, mine, yours, or someone else's, it conjures up a mental picture of who that person is, what they believe, what they stand for, how they live their life, and so on. If I called any of you on the phone at any point, the first thing that you would say to me is, "Hi," or "Hello, Kirk," right? Am I assuming that all of you would say that? So, are you merely acknowledging me to set me apart from someone else that will be calling you? Or are you doing that plus identifying me as a person in your mind? When you mention my name on the phone, do you not also conjure up thoughts or images of who I am as a person? I think we do. You think of me as an individual and my character and who I am as a person. And hopefully, if I've done my part in living a life worthy of God, all of those things that you think about me will be good ones. So our name means something, and it is important. And not only to us, but to others as well. In essence, it represents a person's identity and who they are and how we perceive them to be based on our knowledge of that other person. God has a name. In fact, he has several names that are mentioned in the Bible. Names like El Shaddai, Elohim, Emmanuel, Yahweh, and Jehovah, just to name a few. When God appeared to Moses and gave him instructions to go see Pharaoh and seek the release of the children of Israel from their captivity, what did Moses ask God? Do you remember what he asked him? Moses said to God, "Well, when I go to the children of Israel and tell them all these things that you just told me, they are going to ask me what your name is." Moses was asking God what he wanted to be called, because he didn't know. He was asking God what did he want to be called to the children of Israel. He was asking God what his name was. And God said to tell them that I am has sent me to you. So I am is another name for God. And there are more names that God is called a reference to in the Bible. But that is not the intent of this sermonette today, to go over a list of God's names. Just to make you aware of the fact that he does go by several. And he's referred to several. Now we know that God is to be taken very seriously and not for granted. We are to honor him. We are to revere him, fear him, love him, and obey him. But we are not only supposed to do those things toward God himself, are we? We are also supposed to do them with his many names. We are told to honor him as we address him. We are to, in fact, hallow God's name. So if you would, turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. The one and only scripture I have for you today. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Jesus Christ is instructing or teaching his disciples here on how to pray to God. And he starts out by saying, Matthew 6 chapter 9, "In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven." So, first off, stop there. First off, we see here that we are to pray to God and to address him and acknowledge him of where he is. And in this case, it's our Heavenly Father. Then Jesus goes on to say, "Hallowed be your name." Hallowed be your name. I've been thinking of these four words in preparing for this sermonette today. Hallowed is not a word that we normally use or associate with anymore in today's world, is it? So I looked it up. The word hallowed means to make holy, to sanctify, to consecrate, to honor as holy, to consider sacred, to regard or treat with reverence. All those definitions represent or let us know what the word hallowed means. So here we find that when we pray, and like I said, not only when we pray, but any time really that we mention God's name, it is to be acknowledged and revered or honored, isn't it? But why? Why is it supposed to be that way? I think it's because of all that we can see, read, and understand about his many names. And by learning what is revealed to us through his names, we can begin to see that God is almighty. He is eternal. He is righteous. He is true. God is love, peace, mercy, and truth. He is the Most High, and the one who leads us through this life, just like a shepherd leads his sheep in the wilderness. Think about it for a second. We are here today because of God. That's the reason that all of us, including myself, are sitting here today. Because he so loved the world that he made a way whereby we can have a relationship with him and his son, Jesus Christ. Now, biblically, names do carry meaning. Names describe qualities and characteristics of a person or being that bears a certain name, just like I've been talking about today. For instance, the Hebrew word for Jacob means taking hold of the heel, or supplanter, or a layer of snares. That's what the Hebrew word for Jacob means. But after Jacob wrestled with God all night and prevailed, God changed his name to Israel. Now, Israel means contender or a soldier of God. So Bible names reveal important information about a person or being. But what about the names of God, some of which I mentioned not too long ago? What do they reveal about him, his nature, his character, his attributes, his attitudes, his very being? Let's take a look at them. Elohim is a plural word, and it translates to gods. This name reveals important information about the Godhead, that there is more than one member of the Godhead. So God is plural, as we know him to be, the Father and Jesus Christ. They are two separate beings, but are one just as we are to be one. El Shaddai means God Almighty or Almighty God. This name shows or demonstrates his strength and God's power. We know God to be above all and over all things. And he created everything that we see, didn't he? He created life. Now, Elohim and El Shaddai are both translated as God in our Bibles. It doesn't matter what translation you may have, it's just translated God. But this next name for God is translated as Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, in the Old Testament. Yahweh, or YHWH, means the eternal, the immutable one, or the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Yahweh represents God in a covenant relationship with those that he has created. This name is connected with a variety of descriptors in the Bible, such as one who provides, or one who heals, who sanctifies, who is peace, or our righteousness, who is there, the Most High, and our shepherd. So as we see, we can learn a great deal from looking into God's many names, because they all tell us something about him, don't they? Sort of like how our individual names tell a person about who we are, if we get to know that other person. Now, God chose to use many different names because he has many different qualities. He has many different characteristics that he wants us to know about. All of God's names give us a better understanding of our Father's majesty and his greatness. And these are all qualities of his very nature that he wishes for us, like I said, to understand about him. And in learning God's names, we can come to know him better. Now, like I said, the intent of this sermonette wasn't to go over God's names and just give you a list, but hopefully you are made aware of today of the fact that he does go by many. Maybe not in today's terms. We just refer to him as God, simply God, or our Heavenly Father. But nonetheless, he does have others. And that through his many names, we can see his true character and just how wonderful, helpful, and glorious and majestic God really is. And how important it is for us to have that ongoing personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. And in doing so, we will honor, we will glorify, and we will revere him when, in fact, we use his many names. So I think there is a lot to be said about a name, mine, yours, and God's. Let's make sure, though, that when we use any of God's many names, that we don't use them in vain, as the commandment says, but to hallow his names. And by doing so, give God the respect, give him the praise and the glory that he deserves.